This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares class. If you want to listen to USA Prepares, you can certainly listen on Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, LIVE.com. The archives are there. So you can just click on USA Prepares. And you can click on the archives, you can listen live, etc. Hey, go to the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, and Ron Gibson, Ron as in Ronald, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. And if you want to know what makes me tick, you can click on what's called, on the Ron Gibson channel, the most viewed. It's on the upper right-hand corner. It says most viewed USA Prepares radio show, and it's from 9/25/19. That's what makes me tick and how I think. So if you want, if you're interested in that, and you can click on that, you know, on the Ron Gibson channel. Kathy mentioned selling for barter during the first hour of this broadcast class. My grandmother did exactly that during the first Great Depression. She did that. She knew how to sew, and people needed her to fix clothing because clothing was really hard to get. Really hard to get. So repairing clothing was something that was something in need. She did it. She had an old Singer sewing machine, a treadle-powered sewing machine, and that's how she did it. So what Kathy said is absolutely positively correct. And I was looking around for sewing machines, and I clicked on Bloomington, Illinois. Bloomington, Illinois. Well, you can get a 1951 Singer sewing machine for $25. It sews straight and backwards. It has a foot pedal. It's got a motor. It's got a light, and it works, and it's $25. Now, why anybody would sell that for $25, I have no idea. Now, this one comes with a wooden base and a cover that clamps on. So you carry it around like a birdcage kind of thing. It's heavy because it's a cast iron sewing machine. But $25, you'd have to be foolish not to jump on that, in my opinion. And I have a feeling Kathy feels the same way. That's in Bloomington, Illinois. And I have a feeling you're going to find the same kinds of values in your neck of the woods if you live near a city. Because people don't know what to do with them. And heck, clothes, you use them, you wash them sometimes, and you throw them away. That's what people do, right? Well, that's going to change. That's going to change. Because we are going down. And you're going to want to repair your clothing. So you're going to want sewing machine needles and thread, and you're going to want to learn how to use it. And by the way, the death toll in the top of the hour news was reported to 9 lives lost during or as a result of this Hurricane Ida. I'm sorry to say that I don't believe that's the number. I believe what you're going to hear is way more people have died than the sad loss of 9 people. As sad as that is, I think it's going to be worse. Because I don't think the government knows what the real number is. And it's going to take days and weeks to figure that out. But I believe it's going to be way more than 9. So don't believe what you hear, including what I say. Kathy, I've determined that detergent, the same brand of detergent sold by the same company like Sam's Club, is less and less and less effective. I believe it's been thinned out. Have you found the same thing, or is it just me with the brand that I've been using, which is called Wind Fresh?
Oh, Vince, a long time ago, it's been a few years now, I started making my own. So I believe what you're saying is probably true, because I've noticed different items. When you go to make them, you can tell they've changed the ingredients. They've lessened the ingredients. They've cheapened the ingredients. So I believe you're probably true. It's probably true.
Okay. So salad dressing is an example. Now, when I'm talking about salad dressing, I'm not talking about the stuff that's in a jar with a reduced size neck, and you pour it on salad, or you squirt it out. I'm talking about stuff that looks like mayonnaise. Right now, the Great Value brand of mayonnaise has been so thinned out, you can pour it out of the mayonnaise jar. Now, you couldn't do that before, but it's now been improved. You know, the thinner, newer, less calorie version has been, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but I doubt it, has been extended by adding more and more and more and more water. Have you seen anything like that, Kathy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, Vince, another thing I'm finding is I buy my ingredients, like I'll buy salt naphtha, I'll buy borax, washing soda, baking soda. Well, first of all, the prices have all gone up, but if I go to the store, a lot of times those items are not the baking soda. I've been able to find that, but the other items, it's just hit and miss. There might be one box in the store. So I'm going to try to make sure I've got 10 boxes of each and probably a dozen or so of the Fels Naphtha, because I do use that. And I might have mentioned it before, Vince, but dishwashing detergent, when I see the price of that at the store, I just can't believe how expensive it's gotten for the dishwasher.
Are you talking about the pods, or are you talking about the powder?
Oh, both. The pods, I'm sure they have to be more expensive. I honestly, I've never priced them individually because I don't use them. I just walk by and go, wow, that's expensive.
Okay, so.
But
I bought a couple dishwashers years ago, used. And the Kenmore, which is made by Whirlpool, and I think they're the world's best in terms of mechanical design, simplicity, durability, etc. The Whirlpool model. Whether it be Kenmore or Whirlpool, I think it's the best. So I have several of them that are used that I have in storage, so that when we have a failure, I just either take one of the used ones and replace the one that failed with another used one, or I cannibalize one and make the one that failed work. Either way, we're good. But they use the powdered detergent, the detergent, dishwashing detergent of yesteryear. And we used to buy it at Sam's Club all the time as Electrosol. And Cascade. Now they don't even sell it. They don't even sell the powdered kind anymore because they say that's too hard. I mean, heck, you have to measure it, or at least approximate measure it. Well, they don't sell it anymore. At least I haven't been able to find it. Maybe they do, but I haven't found it. And so it's getting difficult to get the old-fashioned dishwashing detergent, the powdered kind. Now, Walmart has it, and they have it in their house brand. It's called Great Value. So I was able to get that. And $35 or more on a single purchase, you get free shipping. So what is that? It's $3.85 per box. 10 boxes, $38.50, and it's shipped. So what do you do with it? Well, in order to keep it from absorbing moisture, you can wrap each box individually with plastic film. You can call it saran wrap. But you can buy that in a restaurant-size roll from Sam's Club, and that's what I did. And by the way, that I expect is going to go up in price. Plastic, I expect to go up in price. Gasoline, lumber, building supplies, because New York City, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New England, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, they're going to need everything because of the hurricane, which I mentioned I believe is going to be one of the worst, if not the worst, this country has ever experienced in terms of destruction. In terms of cost, in terms of what's damaged. So our landfills are going to be filled with all kinds of things that have been destroyed, electric motors and furnaces and et cetera, appliances, cars. And whatever doesn't get recycled is going to get put in the landfill. So they're going to want to buy everything, and the price of everything is going to go up. Everything. Everything is going to go up, except, you know, stuff that you don't need. That's not going to go up. But the things you do need, I expect that's going to go up. Kathy, I have a list of hundreds of items that people ought to think about. Do you have a list as well?
I do, Vince.
One, ladies first.
Well, I wanted to make a comment about the dishwashing detergent. And it's just equal parts. This is what I've used, and I'm happy with it. I suppose it's not quite as great as the Cascade pods or whatever, but it's equal parts. Let's say 1 cup baking soda, 1 cup borax, and then I add a couple tablespoons of citric acid. I stir it up real good, and I put it in a Tupperware container, and I use probably just a little over a tablespoon, and it does a nice job. And it's I haven't figured it out, but it's got to be $2, maybe less than that. I'd have to like measure how much is in a borax box and all that, but it's probably less than $2, and it lasts me for months. But I'm sorry, go ahead, Ben.
That sounds, based on what you just said, that sounds about half price compared to the great value, you know, Chinese factory outlet store house brand, you know, Walmart house brand, great value. So it sounds like you're about half price, which is certainly worth doing.
Yep. Takes me maybe 5 minutes. And if I get little clumps in there, I just use a big bowl or like a stainless steel, like a Dutch oven with a flat bottom. And I take a potato masher. I just kind of mash it all up, but I just stir it up real good together. And you might want to try, you know, it might be different for different people's water. You might want to try just a small batch to see if it works. Now, I have well water, and it does a nice job for me, but that's a lot of money. So I guess, Vince, and I really want you to go over the list, but I guess what I'm saying, what I try to do is if I can't afford the detergent, can I make my own? If I can't afford the dishwashing detergent or I can't get it, can I make my own? The same thing with, like, I make my own cloth napkins. I have a serger, and it's got a real narrow band. I can, like, put on a piece of 100% cloth material. So I make my own napkins. I don't have to buy paper napkins. And, okay, let's go down. Maybe we have a run on paper products again. You know, it's not, you wouldn't want to use them for guests or anything, but you could make your own, like, Kleenex if you had a soft flannel and just wash them for yourself if you couldn't get them. It's, you know, save the Kleenex for if you had company or a guest or something. But I'm talking, like, if you couldn't get them, you could just finish the edges, or you could take T-shirt material if you needed to, like, have something that you know, you couldn't find anything else and just save, like, the toilet paper for that use. But I look at what I'm looking at now is what is going to be expensive or hard to get, and what is my plan B? Like, what can I do to make it myself or find it or use something else in place of it?
Kathy, there's currently a run on toilet paper and paper towels. You won't hear this in the news class, but because of the additional lockdowns and because of what is being called the Delta variant of the Chinese virus, more and more people are staying home. I talked to one of our, let me say it this way, we know someone who is in the public school system, and about 10 children are being sent home a day because they are sick with COVID. In one public school. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So why is it that the other broadcasts don't talk about the things we do? Well, because they can't. You've heard me say that a bunch of times, and I absolutely, positively mean it. Because they don't have Norm. They don't have Rich. They don't have Gwyneth. They don't have Sharon. They don't have Kyle. They don't have Kathy. They don't have Lindley. They don't have Bert. They don't have Captain John. They have talkers. USA Prepares, we are all doers. We know how to do what we're talking about. We actually do it. When was the last time you heard Sean Hannity talk about sewing blue jeans? You heard me just talk about it, right? Kathy, back to you. Do you want to get to your list? We can do the list in Rich Sheban, like news in a flash style almost. Do you want to do that?
Sure. I'll read a few things off, Vince, and then you can comment.
Sure.
I would say garden items, a good trowel. I believe mine's called a Wilton. I couldn't bend that thing if I tried. It is so sturdy, and it's probably a 10 to 12 inch trowel. Good pruners, lopers, shovels, spades. Maybe if you can get a few rain barrels too for around your house, if you have a barn or behind the house. Or garage, if you can get 3 or 4 of them, you can store a lot of water for your garden. And the rainwater is good for it anyway. I would say get gardening books, or even if you have a couple good DVDs that you can refer to, somebody that you like, that you tried some of their items and you liked what they've told you or how to garden. A book on foraging. in your area, or even if you don't get a book, just get online and let's say for me, you know, I'm in Ohio in the Midwest. So look online and identify the plants. And even if you just print out the picture with the articles that says, well, this is what you can do with dandelion green, or this is what you can do with plantain, or any of the different lamb's quarters, different things that you could either eat them or you can, they're medicinal. So you may not get a whole book because sometimes I've gotten those and there's a lot of plants that I don't even have around me. But there are some that I see all the time in my yard and back I got like a couple mounds with wildflowers in them, and there's all kinds of different weeds that are in there. And I just leave them because I know some of them are medicinal or they're edible. For me, a dehydrator, which I use a lot, a food saver with the jars, and blankets and socks and warm clothes and underclothes and gloves and boots. So anyway, Vince, I read off a few of things that the first things that kind of came to my mind when we start talking about it last week. So you can comment on what you think.
Sure. I just want to say that, you know, Gwyneth yesterday mentioned something and I jumped right on it. She talked about blue Hopi or Hopi Indian corn, and it's expensive. It's going to cost about $7 for 50 seeds, but it's blue corn and it's organic. It's natural, and you can grind it and make tortillas, etc. It is probably a good survival seed to have, but you need to grow it away from other corn so you don't cross-pollinate. So garden tools. Now, Kathy, almost everything that you mentioned on your list, almost, I used yesterday. Almost everything. Garden tools. I used a shovel. I was moving some gravel, filling in holes. Mrs. Finelli was using a trowel. I used a trowel. Spades. Yes. Loppers. Yes. Yesterday. Rain barrels. I bought 9 55-gallon barrels. They're blue with the food grade, with the 2-inch bungs, the plastic screwing plugs, if you will. $16 each, 9 of them. That fit on an 8-foot bed pickup truck. And they're the 55-gallon ones that are used for by food processing companies, food manufacturing companies. Gardening books. I bought 100 garden books, a mixed lot on eBay for maybe, I'm thinking, $35 shipped, 100 books, their choice. And I thought, well, there's got to be something in there. And so we got books stacked everywhere. I've got to build 2 more bookcases, and our son is picking up some wood for that. I've got to build 3 bookcases, 8 feet by 4 feet each. So that'll be 12 feet long, 8 feet tall, 12 inches deep. Because we've got books all over the floors, and I've got to get them off the floor. Dehydrator. I didn't use that yesterday, but we have 2 of them. And blankets and underneaths, as Radar O'Reilly of MASH would say, yes. And boots, absolutely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Historic rainfall and flash flooding caused death and destruction across the northeastern United States overnight. The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as power was knocked out to roughly 250,000 people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. Most subway services were suspended due to heavy flooding in New York City. Newark Airport recorded half an inch of rain in 6 minutes Wednesday night. Today we can expect a high risk of excessive rain and flooding from central Appalachians to southern New England. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards put out a call for help from Ida's wrath.
Our people have taken a pretty good lick here from Hurricane Ida, but our people are very resilient and strong as well. Having said that, we need all the help that we can get from the federal government, from the nonprofit sector, from the faith community, and certainly from us at the state level and working with our local partners as well.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Supreme Court of the United States voted 5-4 to allow the heartbeat law in Texas stand. After 6 weeks of pregnancy, it is now illegal to get an abortion in Texas, protecting the future child. Pro-abortion advocate Amy Hagstrom Miller held a press conference.
I'd like to take a moment to share with you all what the final hours of legal abortion care looked like in Texas last night. Whole Woman's Health had staff and physicians providing abortions in Texas until 11:56 is the time we finished our last abortion in Fort Worth last night. Our waiting rooms were filled with patients and their loved ones in all four of our clinics yesterday. We had a physician who has worked with us for decades in tears as he tried to complete the abortions for all the folks who were waiting in our Fort Worth waiting room. Marva Sadler, who is the plaintiff in this case and who is our director of clinical services in Texas, was on site also in Fort Worth working with our physician to see every single patient. She called me at 10 p.m. with 27 patients left in the waiting room, and both she and the doctor were crying and just asking me, What can we do? How can we be sure we can see all these folks? Keep in mind the anti-abortion protesters were outside this entire time from the moment we opened at 8 until we closed at midnight. And once it got dark, they got giant shining lights and shined the lights on the parking lot. We were under surveillance. This is not abstract. This is real for our team.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Here in class. So I have a list of a couple hundred items. I'm just going to rattle through them. So I wanted to, first on my list for today, actually item number 47 on my list, is sewing machine needles and thread. We already went through that. Needles and thread for mending clothing. I'm talking about hand mending. Do you have those? A landline and a plain old-fashioned no-battery phone. A no-battery phone, meaning the kind of phone we used to have back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It doesn't have to be an old phone. You know, it doesn't have to be a Western Electric old phone. But one that does not use batteries. if you have a landline. A spare DVD player. I happen to think Sony is the best, but it doesn't have to be smart. Just one that'll play DVDs with a connection that will connect to your particular kind of television, whether it be the RCA, you know, composite audio and video, or whether it be the HDMI, whatever it is. Make sure that it communicates with your television. Now, why would I say that? Because I have a feeling that young people are going to need to see some educational materials, and you make sure you have some educational DVDs. And you're going to need some kind of entertainment because people are going to go berserk in your household as things get worse. Spare television. People keep upgrading. They have to have bigger television. So the ones that are like 43-inch, oh, that's old-fashioned. So you can probably get those for $50. A spare microwave oven. Well, why would I say a microwave oven? We all know they're dangerous, right? But if you have to eat and you want to make it palatable and there is very little electricity or you have to use a generator, you can power a microwave oven with a generator. And you start the generator, run the microwave oven, do your cooking, and then off. You're not going to be able to run your electric stove or electric hot water heater with a generator. It requires way too big of a generator unless you have one of these massive, you know, $10,000 whole house generators. But if you have a little gasoline-powered one, you know, one with a pull cord, you can probably get your microwave oven to run on that. A spare refrigerator or freezer. What are you going to do when your refrigerator or freezer quits? What are you going to do? You going to be able to buy one? Hardly. So get a used one. You know, make sure it works. A hard start kit, H-A-R-D, start, S-T-A-R-T, kit, K-I-T, for your refrigerator. They're on eBay for less than $10, shipped. And that will replace the capacitor when your compressor won't start on your refrigerator or freezer. But what you have to do is make sure that you get the right size. So you look at your compressor on your refrigerator or freezer, roll it out, get a flashlight, look at it, and it'll say how many horsepower, 1/5, 1/6, 1/8, 1/4, 1/3, and make sure you get the hard start kit that is sized for that particular appliance. If it's too big or too small, it won't work. And they're on eBay, hard start kit. German Shepherd. Do you have a German Shepherd? Do you have a dog? Do you have a protection dog or two? Do you have dog food, dry dog food? It keeps for a couple of years. Put it in a 55-gallon drum, you can put it in the basement, you can put it where it's cool and dry, and you want the minimum amount of air to exchange in and out of that 55-gallon drum so the dog food stays good. How about a cat? You have a cat? Well, there are going to be mice everywhere. Cats are really good at catching mice, and you're going to need some dry cat food. Do you have rat poison for mice and rats? You want to make sure that your dogs and cats don't eat it because they'll kill them. How about 5-gallon buckets with lids for storing food? Clean, food-grade, 5-gallon buckets. Ones that weren't used for engine oil and gear oil and grease and things like that and poisons. You want ones that were used for food. And you can get them at the Chinese factory outlet if you choose to happen to go there. You go to the cake decorating department and you say, y'all save me some of those buckets with the lids. They'll probably sell them to you for a bunch of them for 99 cents. You're not going to get them for free. Nothing goes out of the Chinese factory outlet for free, unless it's stolen. If you're actually going to pay for it, it might cost you a dollar. It might even cost you a dollar per bucket. How about ammo cans, military surplus ammo cans? They're great for storing nuts and bolts and screws and use them as portable toolboxes. And of course, if you have one of those in your vehicle and the police stop you and say, I'm going to look in your trunk, and they look and they see an ammo can, they're going to pull a gun out on you probably. And they say, yeah, but look, this is my tools. So make sure you don't get shot. How about a tow chain or a tow strap in your vehicle in case you get stuck or have to pull somebody else out? Now, that's one thing that the Chinese factory tool outlet has for $10 for a 15-foot tow strap. It's yellow. It's fabric, it's nylon, it works great. And we use them here at the farm for pulling tractors and cars and trucks and, we use them all the time. But here's something you have to remember. If it's a nylon strap, and you're pulling a vehicle and it breaks, it's going to be like a whip. And it can cut your head off. So make darn sure that it's in good condition and it's heavy enough to do what you're doing. Chains, that's not so much the case. It's probably not going to be a whip. But if one of these nylon straps breaks, it turns into a whip. And it can kill you. Ratcheting down tie straps, you know, the 1-inch wide, 16-foot long ones that are about $4 for $10. They're orange. They sell them at the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight. I don't like Harbor Freight equipment, but these are okay. I usually have 4 at a minimum in my truck. Bleach. Plain old gallons of bleach to shock your well and clean out your plumbing system. You're going to have to learn how to do it. I'll stop right there. That's item number 64. Kathy, any comments about what I just said?
Oh, there's a lot to say about all of it, Vince. I added some things I didn't have on my list. I got a few hundred items, too. But there's so much you almost have to think what you use every day for like a whole month or throughout the month or the year. And then try to duplicate it or have extra. This
okay,
one
so
of the
class,
things
it,
that I... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Kathy, here's our homework. Kathy and I are giving you homework for tonight. Sit around the kitchen table with your family and make that list. How did Kathy make her list? She sat down and made a list. How did I make the list? I sat down and made a list. So, and then I asked the family. And I do it all the time. I'll say it at dinner or lunch, or if I see one of the family members in the house or working on a car together. Hey, by the way, is there anything that you need that you'd be really unhappy if you couldn't get? What is that? What is that? Well, it happened to be some tools, you know, deep well impact sockets, you know, the black sockets that can handle the stress and strain and torque and hammering repeatedly of an impact wrench, you know, an air-powered impact wrench, the kind that you hear the mechanics use when they damage your wheels and tires when you have your tires changed. Air hoses. I mean, so this list that I have is something that I sat down, Kathy sat down, and that's what you need to do tonight. Not tomorrow, not next week, not soon, tonight. With your family, say, look, no phones, no TV, no radio, no reading at the table. We're having dinner, and we're going to have a good old 1950s, 1960s family dinner. This is our homework. We've been assigned this by USA Preparers, and we're going to do it. And we're going to write down things that we need. Now, the least cooperative person in your family, that's the person who gets the pen and the paper. Okay? That way you drag in that person who really doesn't want to cooperate with, you know, making this list. Ah, we don't have to do that. Oh, come on, don't make us do that. Yeah, we're going to do that, and you're going to get a chance to write the list because you're the best person for it because your penmanship is wonderful. Thanks so much. Here's the pad. Here's the paper. Here's the pen. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, Vince, what I did was I not only thought about what me and my husband have used in the last few weeks, but I just had a spiral notebook, and I'll have to rewrite it because I've got everything mixed in with everything. You know, I started writing and then, but I just, every time I used something in the kitchen or in the house or in the garage, I would say, oh yeah, I better add that to my list. So I got like pages and pages in a spiral notebook, and I will redo it so I can categorize everything better. But it was just, that was the best way I could do it. It's like, as I use things, I would say, oh, yes, this is something that is really a necessity. And, you know, Vince, one of the other things I was thinking about was the washing machine. Now, let's say we don't have power or your washing machine breaks and you either can't get a part or you can't get a new one. You know, they used to have those old galvanized wash tubs. They weren't that tall, but they were wide. So, or you could get one of those, or you could get a big 5-gallon bucket or bigger, and even if, like, you could use a plunger with your soap and then rinse it real good, and if you don't have power, you know, have a clothesline. Now, some people can't have clotheslines, like, if they're in a subdivision, but you could also get one of those umbrella kind. Now, what we did, we lived in a subdivision. We had to live there for a few years when my husband got transferred. And he put the pipe in the ground, and I would put it out on wash day, and I would open up the umbrella clothesline, and I'd put my clothes on there. And then when I was done, I'd put it up behind the house, and nobody ever said anything. But I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, if you didn't have a washing machine or a dryer, what's your options? So get a new plunger and some kind of a tub, and maybe you'll have to do that, hopefully just on a temporary basis.
We have a veranda outside our kitchen door, and it has three posts, probably 8x8 posts that hold up the roof. And I took some screw eyes, some large screw eyes that holds about the size of a nickel. It's a heavy screw eye, and I got a level, and I have them all the same height. And I put the screw eyes in between the posts. So three posts, you can have two clotheslines. And I put two clotheslines up for Mrs. Finelli, and they're about 10 feet apart. And they face the west. So they're really good, you know, maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and after that, the sun is on these clothes. But that wasn't enough. So I put two. So there are two parallel clotheslines that are separated by about, you know, 8 inches. And the clothesline that I used was free. When I used to go to Lowe's, I would buy, you know, the lumber, and I would tie it up. So instead of having three pieces of, you know, 10 feet of string, I would make it all one long piece, 20 or 30 feet long, and I would just make that work. And then when I got home, I would untie all that and then wind up that twine, which is white in color, and that's the clothesline. And it lasts about 2 years. So it's free clothesline, and, you know, Home Depot sells the, you know, products, and they've got the twine out there for you to tie up your load as well. So think about not throwing things away, because there's another use for them, no matter what it is, there's another use for it, at least. And Kathy mentioned notebooks. I've got a couple comments when we come back. I'll say it very quick.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy mentioned notebooks, spiral notebooks, and Chinese factory outlet used to sell them at just before school started. And they would have 70 pages, spiral-bound notebooks, one subject, 17 cents a piece. So I would buy cases of them. You know, they would have a, I don't know how many in a case, maybe 25 notebooks in a case. And I would buy cases of them, put them in the cart. Mrs. Fennelly would ask me, you know, so what are you going to do with them? Well, I'm going to write on them. And we're going to use them. So I paid 17 cents. Now, the current price for the ones you can get that are in stock, $9.70 for six of them. That's for a 70-sheet notebook. The same kind of notebook that I have, college-ruled notebook, spiral-bound. That's $1.61 each. Actually, $1.62 each. I paid 17 cents. So I could, if you do the arithmetic, I bought 57 notebooks for the price of six today. That's how I operate. Because I know that 17 cents is a ridiculously low price for a notebook. I know that. I also know that I'm never going to be able to get that again. And guess what? You can't. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I saw that. I did go into Walmart hoping to pick up more notebooks and pencils and things like that. And what I found, first of all, the displays were just trashed. I mean, you looked in the display and it was either gone or something else was in there. And everything was picked over, but I did see the price of the notebooks. That was so, you used to get them that cheap or even, a quarter, they would, you know, right before school, you could just pick up a bunch of them. Last year, I was in a store, and they had, I had them marked down at one of the stores for 10 cents a piece. So I grabbed a few stacks, too, because I knew I wouldn't come across those again. But, you know, Vince, you try to buy, like, just pads of paper by your phone. Those are expensive. So I just don't use them. I just find other ways to get scrap paper, and I just cut it up and put it in my little holder there.
Yeah, and the best pens, I think, the best pen value, I mean, everybody's got junk drawers with pens in it that are too good to throw away, but they don't work, okay? Well, the best pens, and I use these every day, I have a USA Prepares coffee mug that has a couple sheets of paper that I cut round to fit in the bottom as a shock absorber when I put pens in it and to absorb any ink that might, you know, leak out of the pens. The Bic Crystal, the kind that came out in 1960 for 19 cents, that style, you can get them at the Chinese factory outlet. I think they're about a dollar for 10 of them or maybe a dollar 19. Those I find to be the absolute best. And here's what happens. Let's say you have a document and you need to modify it later. Well, the chances of matching the ink are impossible, because there's different shades of blue, etc., black. Well, if you buy all your pens at one time and you keep them cool and dry, the ink will match. Now, read between the lines, class, and maybe that may work for you. Kathy, any other items that you've got on your list?
Vince, one of the items that I came across when I was thinking about this, I actually have a really old, it's called a sewing awl, ALW, and I'm going to have to look up and see how old this is because it sews leather items. So this is some of the things that it sews. And so I know this is old because it talks about mending harnesses and saddles. But it can repair saddles, gun cases, suitcases, shoes, carpets, grain bags, burlap, awnings, buggy, and auto tops. But it looks like a long, it's got like a screwdriver type handle. And it has like a little bar in it, and then you put a needle in it, and the thread goes through that needle. Because how are you going to fix a shoe or a boot on a sewing machine? You can't get it in there, and the needle's not going to sew unless it's a really lightweight leather. That's something that is, if you can get your hands on one, that's indispensable. But this one's called a Myers. So it's the box is all yellowed and dried up and everything. So I'm going to look up to see how old it is. I think it came from my aunt when she passed away. But I have that because I have repaired my work boots. The stitching starts to come out, and I just go out with my sewing awl, and the needle is very sharp, so you have to be careful about it. But that's something that you can keep on hand, too.
Absolutely. We have one here. Class, here's something that I think is very important. A straight claw hammer. Now, there are curved claw hammers, you know, to pull nails out. But there's one with a more straight claw. Okay? And you ought to have one in your car right next to you. If you ever have to break open a window to extricate yourself from a car somebody crashed into and they jam the door so you can't get out and the window mechanism doesn't break, I'm sorry, the window mechanism doesn't work. You take that straight claw hammer, you hit the corner of the glass with the claw really hard. It'll shatter the glass window. I'm talking about a side window. How much do they cost? You can pick up a hammer for about $5. And you ought to keep it with you. In case you have to tune up that window or in case you have to protect yourself from someone that needs a tune-up. Kathy, thank you so much for being
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.